Our next batch of news has an animal theme and includes the story of a visit from an adventurous seal. First, we hear about a report that warns that 15% of our wildlife species are at risk. A major study showing 15% of UK wildlife species are at risk of extinction should act as an urgent wake-up call to expand conservation efforts across East Anglia. Following the publication of the 2019 State of Nature report, a collaboration of more than 70 wildlife organisations and government agencies, drawing on nearly 50 years of scientific monitoring. Data on nearly 700 species of land, freshwater and sea animals, fish, birds, butterflies and moths reveal that 41% have seen populations decline since 1970, while 26% have increased and 33% have seen little change. Among thousands of species assessed, the report says 15% are threatened with being lost from Britain, including wild cats and greater mouse-eared bats. Butterfly numbers have fallen by 17% on average and moths by 25%. More intensive agriculture is still driving declines in farmland nature, it says, while pollution, land loss to development and climate change are also having an increasing effect. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust also pointed to recent success stories, but said the report highlighted the urgent need to scale up all efforts to protect threatened birds, mammals, insects and aquatic life. As well as wetland restoration projects in Hickling Broad and Upton Broad and marshes to benefit species including bittern and fen orchid, the Trust highlighted the landscape scale work at Royden Common, where at least 15 species of dragonfly can be found, 30 species of butterfly and 450 types of moth. The report highlights other national successes such as the return of red kites and bitterns and acknowledges an increase in woodland cover, the restoration of wetlands and heaths, and that many farmers are now farming in nature-friendly ways. Rob Wise, East Anglia Environment Advisor for the National Farmers Union, said the region's farmers continue to be at the forefront of efforts to protect wildlife and species diversity. A vast majority of farmers farm in a nature-friendly way, he said. In recent years, they have been responsible for planting 10,000 football pitches worth of wildflower habitat, creating homes for bees and food for insects, and 47,000 hectares of buffer strips to protect watercourses.
Staff and customers at the Ribs of Beef next to Fire Bridge were shocked on Thursday afternoon when a seal swam down the River Wensum past the outdoor terrace. Although the Norfolk coast is home to plenty of seals, to get to Norwich it would need to travel many miles along the river network. Lyuda Grimmer, who works at the kitchen, spotted the seal at around 3:30 p.m. and by the time she had told her colleagues, it had moved to the other side of the bridge. Jonathan Power, pub manager, was initially shocked, but then concerned, so called the RSPCA and Broads Authority. Spotting the videos, the Ribs of Beef posted on their Facebook page, Kevin Murphy, who runs Norfolk Wildlife Rescue, headed to the city to check it wasn't injured, and advise people on Twitter not to approach the seal. A spokesman for the Broads Authority said, a possible explanation for this seal visiting Norwich is due to the recent tides in the Broads system. Our rangers will often see seals on their patrols of the River Yare, with sightings of a seal lounging around at Reedham, a regular occurrence. While seals are charming and exciting to watch, we would like to take this opportunity to remind the public not to approach them, as they are potentially dangerous wild animals.
A new cohort of 120 learners at the Norfolk and Suffolk campuses of Easton and Otley College have taken delivery of some Derbyshire gritstone ewes to establish what they believe to be the only pedigree flock in East Anglia. There are currently fewer than 1,200 breeding ewes in the UK, putting the breed in the at-risk category on the nation's sheep watch list. The college project, in partnership with the Rare Breeds Survival Trust, aims to expand the range of the Derbyshire gritstone sheep and safeguard its future in the event of any potentially disastrous infection outbreaks, such as foot and mouth disease. The college farm manager, Tony Buttle, said, "This breed is mainly native to Derbyshire, Leicestershire and Yorkshire, so we are bringing it to the east of the country to protect them as a breed, as there are no others over here, as far as I'm aware. The plan is to breed them and create a small flock of pedigree sheep. We already have some rare breeds with our Norfolk Horn flock, so this influx will be great for our students in the sense they get to work on worthwhile projects with different breeds. The breeding ewes will be kept at Easton, but the animals will also be shown by Otley students at agricultural shows in Suffolk next year. The sheep were sponsored by Mike Beckett, owner of Norwich-based firm Norfolk Liquid Feeds.
St George's Church in Colgate, Norwich, threw open its doors to a host of four-legged friends and for a service on Sunday, October the 6th, in celebration of the special relationship people have with their pets. Assistant Curate Reverend Annie Blythe said it was lovely, despite the rain being of biblical proportions. We had about 25 people there, including a cat, a hamster named Rosie, and maybe six dogs. She added, "The important thing is that the people who came felt some love and had a good time. Everyone stayed and had coffee, and the vicar blessed all the pets. The reason I thought it was important is that the relationship we have with our pets, it is not a sentimental fluffy thing. It's very special, and I firmly believe that the love we receive from them and give to them teaches us how to love each other better."